Okay, Alunish should be in Tchus of Fursham and Baruch Tzvibin Rivka Basia, Basoch Sharcho Yisrael. Kamach Simitova to everyone. So I would like to talk about five different pinimis, different reasons, five a little more deeper reasons of why we fast on Yom Kippur. Obviously, you know, we all know the famous reasons. This is Machlokas Rishonim. It's brutally brought down in the Torah, in the Simon, in the Tafresh Dalet, by the Torah, and the Bais Yosef. Three different reasons. One, the reasons to help us, why we dafka eat on the Erev Yontif is to help us to prepare for the fast. Number two is that we should make it harder, because when you eat so much the day before, then it'll make the fast harder. Number three, that's also brought down by the Bais Yosef, is that you have to have a meal for Yom Kippur, because it's a Yontif, but you can't have it on Yom Kippur, so you specifically push it specifically on Erev Yom Kippur. But that really goes about why there's a mitzvah to eat. And I want to talk about dafka, why five reasons why to fast. So the first reason is actually brought down by the Apta Rebbe, and this is all brought down by a sefer called Pe'er HaShulchan, a beautiful sefer that I got from Rav David Dov Meislich. Beautiful, beautiful sefer. So the first quote is why we fast. So the Oy Vishal, the Apta Rebbe, Chus Yogan Alenu, said once, he said that if it was up to him, he'd have been mevatal, he would nullify all the fasts of the entire year, because the Jewish people are weak. They don't have the koach to be able to fast. However, there's two fasts that he wouldn't. One, Tisha B'Av, because who's able to fast on Tisha B'Av? It's such a sad day. And Yom Kippur, mitzorech le'echol bo, who needs to eat, right? Because there's such a closeness to the Rabbono Shalom. Tisha B'Av is a sad day. Who wants to eat? Who's able to eat? But Yom Kippur is who's able to eat. So then it's such a close day, and which really leads us to our second idea. Our second idea is brought down from the Sefer Menachem Sion and Daf Kuf. He says that Yom Kippur, when we don't eat or drink, and we just have full pleasure to be one with the Rabbono Shalom, Rak Hanom Miziv Hashchina Ba'Olam Haba, where Mamish, you feel like you're in Olam Haba, he says that gives chias to the entire year. The Menachem Siyam, I think maybe it's the Rimanover, I'm not sure. He says when a person is just being nene, you're just deriving pleasure from the Shechina without eating or drinking, that gives energy to the entire year. And it's also brought down in the Torah's Ovos, so for our third idea, that the tainis of Yom Kippur, the fasting of Yom Kippur, is actually a refuah. It's a healer to a person's whole body, to all of his limbs. So at the end of the day, the first three ideas, the first idea from the Oy Yisrael is that on Yom Kippur, who meets Sorech Lecho, who needs to eat? Menachem Sion says, at the end of the day, we get the Hana from the Shechina being so close to Kadosh Baruch, gives chias to the entire, gives energy to the entire year. And the Sefer Torah's Ovos, the third idea, says, the Tanis Yom Kippur is actually a refuah. It's a healer to the rest. It's a heal to someone who is, even someone who's healthy or sick, it heals them. And finally, the last two ideas comes from the Chasam Sofer. The first idea comes from the Joshua's Chasam Sofer and Daf Shin Samech Tes. And he explains as follows. He says something similar to what we said. He says, the Tanis Yom Kippur, it's not to hurt or to inflict a Jew to have pain or suffering. Chas v'shom. He says, the Yom Kippur is such a day that we're like the Malachim. We're like Malachim, we're not fasting. And the Chasam Sofer compares it to the 40 days and nights that Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai. And the Pasuk says, he didn't need to eat and drink. Why? Because he was the Dveikus Kedush of Anana Miziv Ashchina. He was mamash so close to the Rabbono Shalom. And we know the Pasuk says that we on the 9th and 10th day, Tanuz Nafsho Sechem, we have to inflict our souls. And the Gemara says that if you eat on the 9th, it's considered as if you fast on the 9th and 10th. But the Chasam Sofer says, Ta'anu is a Lashon of Inui, which is a, right, of affliction. It's also an expression of His Orus. Hashemayim Ya'anu Es Ha'aretz. Hashemayim awakens the land. Says the Chasam Sofer, a person is on such a level of Moshe Rabbeinu on Yom Kippur that he doesn't need to eat and fast. And that's exactly right. That's when we got the Luchos Shnios. We all become a shtickle Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Chasam Sofer. When we don't eat and when we don't drink because we're so close to the Shechina. That's the fourth idea. And finally, the fifth idea, the Chasam Sofer says if we're all going to fast, which we're all willing to do, those who are healthy and didn't get a hetzer from a doctor or from a rabbi, what's the perspective? What should be our machshava? So the Sefer Torah's Moshe on Yom Kippur, on page 166, he says, when a person fasts to Kadosh Baruch Hu and he's besimcha that he's fasting, he says that it gives the Rabbono Shalom so much pleasure, and that fast is accepted. It's merutza to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But if a person fasts on Yom Kippur, and he feels like it's such a tircha, it's such a bother, it's a hardship, it's so annoying, says the Torah Smosha, says the Chamsum Sofer, Ein Hatzom Merutza L'Kadosh Baruch Hu. The fast is not, it's not wanted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, you fasted, very nice, it's a nice level, but it's not the same level when someone does it with the positive energy to be able to come close to their Ribono Shel Olam. It's a different type of fast. It's a different type of fast to someone who wants to come close to the Ribono Shel Olam. So we did five ideas specifically about fasting. We saw the first three ideas of why we eat on Erev Yom Kippur, whether to prepare for the fast, to make the fast harder, or that it's got to be more of a yontif. But then we saw five reasons why Dafka the fast. Or Bishal says, who needs to eat? Menachem Seal says, there's such a hanav from the Shechina, it gives chiyas for the entire year. The Torah's Ovos, collection of the Sonoma Rebbe, say that the Tanis of Kippur, it gives actually refuah to the whole body. And then the fourth idea was the Chasm Sofer, that we actually all become a shtickle Moshe Rabbeinu. Like Moshe Rabbeinu was on the for 40 days and 40 nights, he didn't eat and drink. He was so close to the Ribono Shel Olam, so to us. On Yom Kippur, so too close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we all have a shtickle or Moshe Rabbeinu. And finally, the fifth and final idea, the Torah's Moshe says, there are two types of people that fast. The person that fasts, and he's besimcha that he's fasting, he's so close to the Ribono Shel Olam, he says that fast is merutza. It's desired. You're doing great things in the Ribono Shel Olam's eyes. And someone who doesn't, instead looks at it as a tercha, as a bothersome, that's not merutza. So Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us. We should be zochem mitzvah Hashem to fast, but not only to fast because it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to fast, but to come close to the Ribono Shel Olam as the Elohim of Yisrael. Who needs to fast but come close to the Ribono Shel Olam mamish, than now even be in this world, be so uplifted in the Kedusha of Yom Kippur, Be'ezus Hashem, Yisbarach Hashem.